morning and welcome to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.
Here's our Dr. Spook.
Thanks, Jute. Good morning and welcome to Wellspring, a live broadcast sponsored by Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital. At the American Cancer Society Relay for Life tomorrow and Saturday, hundreds of participants and cancer survivors are coming together at Holland Christian High School to celebrate what they have overcome. This morning, Dr. Liberty Hoberman, a local surgeon, is here to share why she is involved with this event. Good morning, Dr. Hoberman.
Good morning. Good morning.
You're very actively involved in the American Cancer Society Relay for Life, which begins tomorrow at Holland Christian High School. And usually about this time of year, you're here with me to talk about it. What's the purpose of Relay for Life?
Well, Relay is really a big event that we schedule to encourage and support individuals and the families of folks who've had a cancer diagnosis. We want to raise awareness of different cancers. We want to raise funds for continued research and the local outreaches of the American Cancer Society here.
And locally, the American Cancer Society provides lots of support, don't they?
They do, and as a physician, this is so important to my patients, and so I really want to keep the funds that we raise available for these things. And, you know, it's not only education materials that I use in the office, but patients who are undergoing chemotherapy, there's a wig bank we can refer them to. They have things, makeup days to help them with just the changes that they may encounter, the women as they go through treatment. There's the Hope Lodge that many people have heard of over in Grand Rapids. So patients here that stay in our West Michigan area are supported in lots of different ways.
And events like this are held all through the nation.
They are. You'll see signs this summer popping up left and right in different communities around Michigan because their dates and events are all throughout the summer. But ours locally will be this weekend.
And really, it really supports local, doesn't it?
It does. Last year we raised about $148,000 and we had over 220 cancer survivors at the event.
And what's the goal for this year?
We've set the bar a little higher. We'd like to raise $160,000 and we'd like to see over 250 survivors come and join the event.
And how many years has the event been in our area?
This is the 19th year, so we're excited about how this whole event has just taken off and grown.
And a new location this year, correct?
This is a new location, yes. We're going to be at Holland Christian High School on their track. They've been very kind to donate that to the efforts, so we're going to have a lovely environment to be celebrating.
So how many years have you been involved?
When I came to town, I started to participate. So it's like my couple years after I came to town. So about 6 years of participation, and this is the fourth year for our team, Liberty Surgical Associates.
You know, you're a busy person. You have children. You have active practice. You're involved in your church and your community. Why are you involved?
You know, this is just the epitome of what we do and why, to be able to support patients and to be able to fundraise and to have other services available for them. You know, this is why you're a physician. It's not just operating, you know, on a given day in the OR and then your job is done. There's so much more to keeping that support going for our patients and their families.
If you have a question or comment, you may call WHTC at 395-1450. That's 395-1450. Okay, so let's talk about the event. What time does it begin and end?
It kicks off officially at noon on Friday and ends about noon on Saturday.
And, Juke, the weather report looks good, doesn't it, for that 24-hour time frame?
Yes, it does.
So that's wonderful to have good weather. Can people come and watch?
Absolutely. You know, you don't have to have cancer yourself to come and participate in this event. We encourage families to come. It's going to be a big family time. There's fundraising that goes on at the event, games for the kids to play, prizes. The individual teams set up their tents around the track, and as people are walking around the track, you stop at each little team's tent and can play games and do fundraising, buy items for donation, that sort of thing.
So what's happening in your tent?
We are going to do a paint-a-pot, so the kids can come and paint a little flower pot and get a little flower to plant inside that. And then we have jewelry that's for sale. My mother makes beaded jewelry for my cancer patients, and so she has made extra for us to sell for donation. We're going to have coffee Saturday morning for folks who are walking around, so we'll have things going on at our tent the whole time.
So really, this is an opportunity for the folks that are involved and people that are coming to say, I care.
Exactly. I think the more people that a cancer patient sees walking around that track just makes them feel cared for.
So what happens during the 24 hours?
Yep, so tents are going to be setting up and the event's going to start getting kicked off at noon. But some of the big organized events start to happen later in the day. We'll have an opening ceremony, the survivor lap that happens around 6 o'clock, and that's wonderful. If you're a cancer survivor of any kind, doesn't matter how many years ago your diagnosis, you may come and register at the event. You're given a survivor t-shirt. Those are purple. There's a survivor dinner that you can participate in. Or if you just want to come observe, you're welcome to. But it's neat. They'll ask all the survivors of cancer to come onto the lap and do a victory lap. And that's a pretty neat event to happen. So my staff was there. We've invited all of our cancer patients to come be a part of it. And you just get cheered on as you take that victory lap.
And what happens at dusk?
At dusk, we have a luminaria ceremony. So there'll be white bags with candles lining the tract, and people have decorated these bags in honor of a survivor or in memory of someone who has passed who's had cancer. And that's a big fundraiser, too. A lot of people have put money, like a $10 donation to get the bag and decorate it, and so it's a big fundraiser. But it's really an emotional thing to see how many people have survived cancer written on their bags or the memory of the patients that we're still fighting for.
And team members often commit to having a member walk for the whole 24-hour period. Why the concept of walking 24 hours?
Well, that really happened when the whole event was first born, and that was like in May of 1985. It was actually a colorectal surgeon, Dr. Klatt, and he organized really the first makeshift event, and he was going to circle a track himself at like their university track, and he ended up walking a distance of like 83 miles. He had people in the community pay to come and run or walk with him. And that first event, he personally raised $27,000 to help fight cancer in his community. And he had like 300 friends and family that came with him. And so, he said as he circled the track in that 24 hours, he thought about the patients he had cared for, what kind of support was needed in his community, and it really took off from there. And so that first event was called the City of Destiny Classic 24-Hour Run Against Cancer, but that's really the first team relay event, and now it's the American Cancer Society Relay for Life.
What's a highlight for you?
Well, this event usually falls on my son's birthday, so it's going to be a dual celebration. Happy birthday early, Gabe. He's going to be 9 tomorrow. But it's something that my whole family participates in. And as a physician, it's a chance for my kids to see what mom does and the patients that mom takes care of. And then to have those patients come to our tent, we just love. And to see them taking that victory lap is just amazing. So it's just really a time to give back to my patients, to support them, and to keep the support that the American Cancer Society provides to our community going.
And community events, members may attend. Right?
Absolutely. We want everyone to come. And, I think that as you come, if you can come to the event with a few extra coins or dollars in your pocket and do some fundraising with us or donate while you're there, that's great. But, it's not all about money. Just your presence sends the message to cancer patients that you care.
You talked about earlier that $148,000 was raised about last year, and the goal is $160,000 this year. Those funds used locally, and if so, what are they used for?
They are. The American Cancer Society provides so much, and things that we don't always think about. They actually have a clinical trial match program so that patients who are interested to be a part of clinical research trials can call the Cancer Information Hotline, talk to a specialist, and find out some more information about clinical trials that are going on. They have the Cancer Information Hotline, which I'll give the number here, and we'll give it again at the end, 800-227-2345. And that's available to cancer patients 24 hours, 7 days a week to get information, which is huge. There's the cancer.org website that gives wonderful information, up to date, about all kinds of cancers for patients. We get the health manager kits, which I use for my patients.
Okay, tell me about that.
It's a binder, and it's just set up with little divisions so they can keep track of their pathology reports, their lab reports, their physicians' information, their insurance, all in one nice little binder. And then they'll put in that binder specific information. Like, so for my breast cancer patients, there's information on the breast cancer, on nutrition. You know, anything that they need can be included in that personal health manager kit. So patients love to have that. And it's provided in Spanish, which is huge in our community. We have different things. I mentioned earlier the things like the makeup day, which is called Look Good, Feel Better. That's held at the Lakeshore Area Radiation Oncology Center. They try and do that once a month, a makeup day where the women are given products that will help their skin care as they're going through chemotherapy or treatment. We have Reach for Recovery, a mentor program for newly diagnosed patients, especially the breast cancer patients. We have Road to Recovery rides where patients locally can get help with transportation to and from their appointments. So a lot. And if there's a need and you say, gosh, I don't know if American Cancer Society could help me, what do? You call that cancer information hotline and you say, this is my need or my family's need as we're going through this diagnosis. And they will try and pair you up even with other community services, even if it's not something they directly do.
You know, you mentioned earlier about the wig bank. And I imagine for some people that are going through, you know, treatment, it's very, very difficult to lose your hair.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the services that are available in that area. And I know you even have that available in your office.
Well, yeah, we have a lot of services available in my office as well. The Wig Bank for American Cancer Society is located at Heights Salon. And they do ask that patients call ahead if they need to take a look so they can have a stylist there available to go through those wigs with them. But those are gently used donated wigs. So if there are other people out there, too, who have a wig in their closet, American Cancer Society would love to have that wig and repurpose it for patients. And then they can, you know, go and get that free of cost because a good wig is several hundred dollars. And that's not something that most people have ready to pay for when they're going through any kind of treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And then at my office, we have mastectomy, bra, and prosthesis services that are available for patients going through breast cancer.
You know, Liberty, I imagine that when someone is diagnosed with cancer, it's very difficult to tell loved ones, especially children, about the diagnosis. Do you have any suggestions on how to handle this?
Well, just from my experience with patients, it gets better and easier the more you share. And I think telling those first people, the closest ones around us, are always the most difficult. The American Cancer Society has some wonderful tools and books that I help give patients, especially moms and dads trying to explain things to young kids. So those sorts of things are available. And then I think as you're trying to explain things to your family is to just have the best education you can. And that education initially will come from your physicians, but sometimes you want to read more. And that's where, again, to go to the website or point family members to the website, cancer.org, that's helpful. They can get educated about the process of what you're going to go through as well.
Your patients feel that it's helpful to have like a care page or a blog.
You know, that's more and more common, and I think they do. And we're going to be having we have a breast cancer support group that's now meeting through my office, and that's going to be one of our upcoming topics, is to teach people how to do a care page and how to do a blog. But it just gives you the opportunity to dispense the information that you want. If there's a need that your family has, you can put it out there, and people can then, you know, respond and follow along and know how to pray for you, know how to support you through your journey. So that's a newer area. You see how technology helps us get through, you know, these experiences. But I think the internet and Facebook and blogs and care pages are a huge part of.
Well, and for someone that may be going through a tough time, I know on a care page you have the opportunity to send a message.
Absolutely.
For someone to in their home to be able to
support
open that
you.
up
mm-hmm.
and say, wow, I know someone is thinking about me or has left me a message. It has to be just very enriching for someone.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So what support can family and friends give?
Well, you know, I think we always want to have the right words to say, but oftentimes they're just inadequate. So just listen. If somebody's sharing their heart about a new cancer diagnosis, I think it's just important to listen, you know, express your love, hold a hand, give them a hug, There aren't words that are going to be able to take away their diagnosis, but I think as you walk alongside them, there's ways that you can support.
And it's important to stay in touch, isn't it?
It is. You know, most cancer patients will tell me that they get that big flood of people and support early on, but often that treatment is something that goes on months and months. And as you get further into that treatment, sometimes there's less and less of the people around you who may be remembering what you're going through on a given day. So, yeah, just try and go the distance with them. Keep in touch. Know that over the next weeks, those are going to be important times. And I've had some patients do some fun things, and we can talk about that if we get a chance.
We'll have to do that at another time. Relay for Life tomorrow starts at Friday at Holland Christian High School. Goes for 24 hours. For more information, you can go to relayforlife.com. Until next week, Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital wishes you well.
Thanks for listening to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health, Zealand Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.